KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Metropolitan Transit System. MTS is asking for community input on what transit projects matter most to our region. A new trolley to the airport, faster connections to job centers, or maybe low fares for seniors. Participate at sdmts.com/ontrack.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, author C.L. Huang shares his journey from war-torn Vietnam to America in his latest book. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Just over 50 years ago, the fall of Saigon marked the end of the Vietnam War, displacing millions of Vietnamese people. In the months that followed, some 50,000 refugees passed through Camp Pendleton in San Diego County. Local author C.L. Huang grew up in Vietnam. He moved to the U.S. for college in 1974, 6 months before the fall of Saigon. He's out with a new book about his story. It's called Land of Dreams, An Immigrant's Journey from War-Torn Vietnam to America. C.L. Huang joins me now. Welcome to Midday Edition.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
So glad to have you and to hear about your story. So first, take me back to your memories of growing up in Vietnam. How do you remember that time?
Oh, it was, Saigon back in those days was a place of where danger was a part of daily life. You know, rockets fell at night. And during the Tet Offensive in 1968, fighting broke out on the streets. The thing I remember most isn't the violence. It's mostly the little things that gave life, you know, a semblance of normalcy, and the moments that made us feel whole, like my families gathered around simple meals, or the familiar sounds of our neighborhood, or simply just going to school and spending time with my classmates. You know, it's there was still a sense that despite everything, all the fighting going on, we still belong to a country that was ours. And that's what I remember most about those years before 1975.
You came to the U.S. at 18. To attend college at Ohio University. What was that like for you?
It was the opportunity of a lifetime. And it was a dream that it was an exciting adventure that I had dreamed about growing up. You know, we always knew that we are in sore need of professional people to help with the economy once the war was over. And so I was always looking forward to playing a part in it. And it's for a young child growing up in a country at war, it was truly the opportunity of a lifetime. And I was very excited to come here for that purpose.
Yeah. I mean, 6 months after you made it here to the U.S., South Vietnam collapsed with the end of the war. What do you remember about getting that news? I mean, all those miles away.
Oh, it was a slow buildup, actually, over several months. It started in early 1975 with, renewed fighting all over the country. And then it got progressively worse. And I just remember that when Saigon fell on April 30th, 1974, it still came as an utter shock to all of us. We had no idea that the end was that close. We thought that it would still be going on for years to come, just like it had been since the 1950s and 60s, you know. And so it was an utter shock, and it was total heartbreak afterwards, because our family, like all South Vietnamese families around that time, our family was completely torn apart, after April 1975. My sister and my older sister and I happened to be studying in the U.S. at the time, and we were cut off from our family. And it would take us a long time, like close to 15 years, in order to reunite the whole family and here in the States.
You know, if you don't mind, I'd love to hear a passage from your book. There's a part where you write about that time that you just spoke about, and it's at the bottom of page 34 in chapter 5. Do you mind reading that?
No, I'll do it right now. Yeah. In the final days of April, events unrolled with the fury and speed of a battering typhoon, beyond anyone's predictions. My sister Lan and I, like our fellow Vietnamese students at Ohio University and probably all across the United States, were in a state of utter shock and disbelief. Frozen in helpless anguish and barely able to breathe, we watched from hour to hour our homeland crumbling to pieces before our very eyes on the small television screen. The frenzied and desperate scenes of last-minute evacuations by helicopters from the rooftops of the American Embassy and the building then known as the Pitman in Saigon could have come straight out of a war movie. And then, as suddenly as lightning strikes, it was all over. Saigon fell on the last day of April. South Vietnam, our home country, was no more. Thereafter, locked behind the bamboo curtain, and cut off from the free world.
While reading that back and just reflecting on that time in your life, what are you thinking about?
It's, you know, it always chokes me up whenever I think of it or read or write about it. It's there. It's as vivid as it was just yesterday. You know, I still remember the shock, the heartbreak and the disbelief, that surrounded that time. And we were too stunned and to really believe that it was happening. And, you know, even though we were not crying at the time, but it was like a nightmare. It was like a death, you know. We were in mourning. And, you know, we didn't know what would happen with the family, if we would ever see them again. And it was, but somehow, you know, one had to cope with that and move on. And so the passage I just read was the beginning of a long journey of discovery, adaptation, and survival that would finally bring our family together in the U.S., within the next 15 years.
And put us in your family members' shoes. What did they experience in the immediate aftermath of the war?
First of all, communication would be restricted in the sense that, number one, the post office service was disrupted, and number two, censorship. There was constant censorship, constant, and heavy censorship to see how people were dealing with it, how they were talking about the communist takeover and things like that. And then the country was left devastated and economically bankrupt. You know, people were talking about a potential bloodbath before the communist takeover. It did not happen in the traditional sense, but it happened in the way the new regime would set up new economic zones, a re-education camp to send political dissents to those and let them fend for themselves. Under the most harsh conditions. My family was lucky in that we did not have to, my parents did not have to go through that, but we shared in the total and general hardship over the overall population.
Towards the end of the book, you write about getting your U.S. citizenship, which meant giving up your South Vietnamese citizenship. And you say you struggled with that decision. Tell me about it.
You know, it was I was hanging on to the hope that despite everything, you know, by then, I waited 10 long years. I think South Vietnam fell to the communists in 75. And through all the status changes to refugee and then permanent resident, I would have qualified to apply for citizenship, U.S. citizenship, by 1980, 1981. But I waited till 1986 to do that. And the reason was because I was hanging on to the faintest of hope that maybe something would still happen, and maybe we would, a miracle would help us recover our lost country, our lost homeland, you know. But it did not happen. And the catastrophe, the humanitarian crisis of the boat people who tried to escape from Vietnam in search of freedom told me that, just made it very clear to me that it was not going to be, it would not happen, you know. And the time and place that I knew before I left Saigon in 74 was gone and would not come back. And I am here to stay for good. And this would be my new homeland, my new country. And that's when I made the decision to apply for citizenship and become a full-fledged citizen of the United States.
Now, have you shared the book with any of your family members yet?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How have they reacted?
Oh, they loved it. You know, it was both nostalgic and, it's bittersweet, right? You remember back in those days, you remember all the bad things that happened. But I tried to write the book as a, not focusing entirely on the tragic beginning of it, which was the fall of Saigon in 1975 and the loss of our country. But also I wanted to talk about the long journey of adaptation and survival and the hope that carried us through, and give a message of hope with that. So they, my sisters and brothers really, really liked it. And, you know, it brought them back to those times. And, we never really talked much in detail about what happened to each one of us, but we all followed, we all made the same journey, even though through different roads. And it was good to talk about it now and to reminisce about what happened.
You know, ultimately, what did you, I'm curious, like, what did you learn about yourself while writing this memoir?
You know, it's a very strange and almost surreal experience to look back at myself from 50 years ago. You know, I was so young back then and very inexperienced and vulnerable. And overnight, without a country or family, and still trying to find my footing in a place that felt foreign to me in every way, you know. So I made plenty of mistakes, and I stumbled more than once, but somehow I kept going. And what surprised me most is that, I was to realize how much compassion I felt for my younger version back then, you know. Despite all his missteps, he just gave it everything he had under the circumstances. And I'm pretty proud of him for that.
That is wonderful. I've been speaking with C.L. Huang. He's the author of the new book, Land of Dreams, An Immigrant's Journey from War-Torn Vietnam to America. You can find more details on our website, kpbs.org. C.L., thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Thank you for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Geopolitics, polarization, budget concerns, all topics that can cause tension in the workplace. NCRC can help seasoned and emerging leaders navigate polarizing issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.